On tonight's newscast, we will spend the entire evening speaking with candidates running in the March 3rd, 2020 primary election for Humboldt County Board of Supervisor, District 2. District 2 includes Alder Point, Benbow, Braceland, Bridgeville, Carlotta, Dinsmore, Edersburg, Fortuna, Garberville, Myers Flat, Phillipsville, Redway, Rio Dell, Shelter Cove, and Wyott. Incumbent Supervisor Estelle Fennell is being challenged by four candidates: Sean DeVries, Michelle Bushnell, Michael McCaskill, and Rick French. Last week, KMA News spoke with each candidate, and they were all asked the same series of questions. None of the candidates were given the questions in advance, and each were given a 6-minute time limit to speak. The following interviews will air in the order they were taken. Sean DeVries began working in Humboldt in 2017, but soon moved to the county in 2018. DeVries is a father of one, with another on the way, and is currently an operation consultant. He states mostly cannabis-related because that's what's happening. He has a qualified legal education after apprenticing with the civil rights attorney, Matt Cumin, in San Francisco. His family moved 40 times before he turned 18, following the tech industry. DeVries says he is proud to have helped anti-foreclosure regulations get passed in California and claims to have shut down every foreclosure in San Francisco in 2012 for one day. He is also proud of helping to create the first cannabis section at the Redwood Run and has recently raised a few thousand dollars for the Mateel at their local cannabis cup. He likes to exercise and find rocks in the river and mushrooms in the forest. He is currently reading These Troops by Joe Lepore, A New American History. DeVries has yet to receive any official endorsements.
My name is Sean DeVries. I live in Redway, and I'm running for supervisor for two reasons. One, I was asked by members of the community. They felt that my professional background would give me a lot of skills to help make the community a better place. And two, I want to make a difference. I want to make the world a better place.
Can you list some of the top three issues you see facing the county and your district and give quick examples of how you hope to fix them?
Okay, top three issues. The number one issue facing us right now is the economy. Sales tax revenue is off 14% over last year, and as a result, emergency services and other programs that benefit the community are going to get cut, and they won't be there. So I want to focus on the economy first. From there, climate change is another enormous problem facing the county, and I think that suing Big Oil is a good low-risk, low-cost thing that we can get started on right away. Other cities and municipalities have done it, and maybe it doesn't pay off, but I think it's worth the shot at this point, considering we're the second most impacted county in the whole state from climate change. The third problem I see is, we could talk about cannabis, but I think I've played that out a bit, and you can read about my opinions on that, and it's pretty straightforward. So I'll say the third issue that I see is divisiveness. I think that this community has lots of little pockets of people who want to make a difference, but only in their particular way. And I would really hope that we can all come together and face these big challenges that we're looking at with the economy and the climate. And really, as a society, it's so divisive right now that I hope we can find the love and come together and work together to make the community a stronger place.
And can you name three characteristics you have and three values you represent?
Okay, three words. Let's see. Transparency, integrity, and creative problem solving. I know that was a bunch of words, but I can't think of one word to sum that up. Values that I represent. I represent fairness and equality, transparency, and social thoughtfulness.
And any other closing thoughts, remarks you want to let listeners know? Let them know where they can follow your campaign trail.
One of the things that we can really work on right away is improving the strength of our electrical grid, and we can work on utility-grade solar installations at the old mill sites around the county, according to the HSU master's thesis that was put out last year. Kind of bolster the grid, and then from there work on floating platform offshore wind installations like they're doing around the world. Recent installation is generating upwards of 2 terawatts, which is more than enough power to supply the entire county. So if we work towards that, I think we're going to be in a much better position with global climate change. All the listeners, you can check out more information on the campaign and some ideas that I've got that we've put together to better the community at www.district2.me. And, you know, everybody, no matter what side you're on, let's all work together to make this place stronger and safer and better for everyone. So we're all humans and we're all on the same team.
Again, that was candidate Sean DeVries. The next candidate, Rick French, who is currently retired, but was the manager and operator of the Hydesville Water District for 8 years. He moved to Humboldt County in 1979 from San Francisco. French is married with 3 adult children and 4 grandchildren. He lived in the Bay Area for 7 years and worked at the Chevron Refinery and his own custom wood workshop. French was drafted out of college, the University of Maryland, in 1966 during Vietnam and won the Outstanding Trainee Award in his brigade and was sent to Korea. He became a sergeant of the Camp Casey Honor Guard. French, an avid Bernie supporter, has yet to receive any official endorsements.
Hi, my name is Rick French. I live in Hydesville. I've lived there for 35 years, resident of Humboldt County for 40 years. I'm running for District 2 supervisor because I'm running to provide honest, trustworthy representation, honest, trustworthy public service to the county. That's my sole motivation. I think the people have been watching the Planning Commission and supervisors' meetings for the last 2 years, which I have religiously, I think it's quite apparent that there's some financial shenanigans going on in our county. And particularly since I'm in the 2nd District, Estelle completely failed me on a minor subdivision. My next door neighbor, she has yet to talk to me. So I really am wondering if she's going to show up. I'll be there.
What are the 3 top issues facing the 2nd District in Humboldt County, and quick examples of how you're hoping to fix it?
I think the 3 biggest problems, and there's a lot of problems, but picking the top ones, I think Humboldt County right now mirrors the nation exactly like it did 20 years ago when I went through this sort of thing with the county before. We have corruption at the highest levels. We have people hampering the press, even locally. We have the Times Standard making excuses for bad coverage. We have people trying to keep the public from information. And I can tell you that the local media is watching, and the local media has come through for me personally. And I can tell that the public is totally aware of what's going on from the hours and hours of testimony given at the Terrigen project. People in Humboldt County are aware that we're sort of under attack here by Wall Street. I'm paying attention, and I want to correct that. And I want to have informed, trustworthy decisions from my board member. Big money, big money. It's all wrapped up, the corporate and the big money. Turgeon's a good example. Anybody that wants to know about hedge funds, just find out what 2 and 20 means. You'll wonder why a 2 and 20 hedge fund was here looking at a utility. Utilities are low-margin businesses, and there's not room for the kind of profits hedge funds need.
And will you share 3 words that describe you? And then after that, 3 values you represent?
Well, it's honesty I want to bring. I like to think I've led a pretty straightforward, honest life. I'd like to bring a progressive element to the board. I think Rex and Estelle and are stuck in looking back, and we need to get moving. I think there's been a lot of wasted time. Did I not respond?
So 3 words that describe you.
Honest, trustworthy, perseverance.
And 3 values you represent.
Honesty, trustworthy, and anybody that steps up at the right time.
And any other closing remarks you want to share with the listeners, including where they can go to learn more about your campaign trail?
I would like to say I'm really excited. It's a big change for me. I'm kind of a stay-at-home guy. I work with plants. I'm a tree guy, a shrub guy. But it's wonderful getting out and meeting people again. I used to be the manager of the Hydesville Water District, and I knew all the people in town. And I'd like to get back to that friendlier feeling in Hydesville. Right now, I have no campaign information or anything. I do I can be reached at french.rick@gmail.com. Although I'll notify you, it's quite a busy line these days. Soon I'll have a campaign together. First, I have to believe that Estelle is going to show up. Thank you very much for your time.
Again, that was candidate Rick French. The next candidate, Michelle Bushnell, a fourth-generation Humboldt County resident after her great-grandparents moved to Harris and even operated the Harris store. She is a mother of three, but six between her and her husband. However, one has passed. All of her children live in southern Humboldt with four grandchildren. She worked at Gerald Phelps Community Hospital for 7 years during her 20s and then became a school bus driver in 1996. She was a school bus driver for 19 years and became the owner of the Bootleg Clothing Store in Garberville in 2012. Bushnell also owns a cattle ranch and is brand new to the logging truck business, as she recently bought two logging trucks and is also conducting timber harvest management on her properties. She states that she loves the community and has served on several boards. Currently, the board president of the Southern Humboldt Chamber of Commerce and the clerk of the board for the Southern Humboldt Unified School District. She states that she has been proactive in the community for over 10 years and is heavily involved in projects and concerns. Bushnell has yet to receive any official endorsements.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bushnell, and I'm running for 2nd District Supervisor. I currently live in Blacksburg, California, and work in Garberville at a retail store, and am active in the Southern Humboldt area as a whole.
Why did you decide to run for supervisor?
I have had a lot of interaction with the county at my current positions as working with the chamber and working with my store and working with the timber industry. And I thought maybe I could be a positive voice for the 2nd District.
What do you believe are the top three issues facing the 2nd District or the county as a whole? And can you give quick examples of how you hope to solve them?
I think one of the top issues in Humboldt County is the economic downturn, with sales tax being taken a huge drop in the last year and a half. I think that goes to a statement of we are struggling as a community in whole, as in Humboldt County community, not just the 2nd District. As far as what would make that better, I believe that the county needs to really focus on unifying countywide, not just the 2nd District, not just the 3rd District. I think we need to have a plan for Humboldt County in general. To make things better for our communities. Homelessness and mental health is really high on the list in Humboldt County, as it is in California as a whole, and I think that it needs to be addressed. I know the statistics say housing first, help second, but I'm not sure. Once again, I mean, the problem is huge and unilateral, so it's not just a 2nd District problem. It's something that all five supervisors need to work on unilaterally along with the county. We have to do something for positive.
Can you share three words that describe you and three values you represent?
So three words that describe me are: I am a positive person. I'm true to my convictions, although I'm also a good listener and can admit when I'm wrong and go forward. And I am a super hard worker. Very, very active in whatever I choose to take on and like to have positive follow through. And I'm also not easy to fail. I will try a different way and I'll keep trying until it works.
And the values?
Honesty, integrity, and I like to be kind to people, and I think it's a way to get, it's a way to, kindness just goes a long ways in any general concept.
Any other closing thoughts you would like to share with listeners, including where they can follow your campaign trail?
Just really care about my community as a whole, but I got more interested in this because I do care about Humboldt County and the 2nd District. I want it to be a positive place. I want it to thrive. I want our community and the people in it. They're super special. This is a super special place. And I want people to recognize that. And I think that while I don't think anything's a failure, I think that in the last decade, we have had a lot of changes in the 2nd District and possibly just need some new thoughts and some new energy and just to move us forward a little bit. So my campaign trail, you can follow me on Facebook or and I have an email, which is mbushnell for 2nd District Supervisor at gmail.com. And also, I guess Facebook is probably the best way. I also am owner at the Bootleg, and anybody can pop in and speak with me. I'm there most days. And I'm having lots of meets and greets in different areas. I would love to talk to anybody and just have people get to know me. I think it's real important that you can get a perception of somebody that once you meet them and actually speak with them, that perception may change.
That was candidate Michelle Bushnell. The next candidate, Michael McCaskill, moved to Humboldt County in 1994 onto land that has been in his family since 1874, the Logan Ranch. McCaskill says he came because he loves the land. He grew up in Berkeley but had been living in Santa Cruz. When he first moved to Humboldt, he became an alternative construction laborer, building hay bale projects and making hemp paper. Today, he distributes tree-free paper, including pure hemp rolling papers. He is a member of the Redway Community Services District and fills their seat on the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission since 2013. He is a founding board member of the Eel River Recovery Project and a self-proclaimed avid community volunteer. He likes mushroom hunting, cooking, keeping bees, frisbee, fuel load reduction, and reading. His favorite book ever written is A Scanner Darkly by Philip K. Dick. He stated, quote, "The Bernie Sanders campaign gives me hope for the future," end quote. McCaskill has been endorsed by the North Coast People's Alliance.
My name is Michael McCaskill. I live in Redway, which is a really neat little town in southern Humboldt, and a functional town, too. It's pretty walkable and stuff. And I'm running for a bunch of reasons. I basically didn't think, firstly, that anybody else was really addressing climate change, and there's a lot of challenges ahead, and we haven't really worked towards them at all in the last few decades, so we need to do something about that.
What are the top three issues facing your district and the county, and quick examples of how you're going to fix it?
Well, first of all, I think the premise is a little wrong because it's not me fixing anything. It's just I can put out proposals and policies and we can all work together to try to fix them. But as I first said, climate change, I think we need to reduce our carbon footprint a lot and ways of doing that. First off, there's the zoning things. We can, in the whole general plan, I don't think we focused enough on making walkable communities and places where people can afford to live near jobs and near, you know, services of all sorts. And other things we can do are make the county a leader in terms of its footprint in the ways that we go about our county business, because the county does use a lot of energy. And we can also act on a larger level, like RCEA, the county was able to take advantage of the movement in the state towards CCAs, community choice aggregators, and we have a good, strong example, which is the county's just one member of, but we're, as the county, we're buying their clean energy from them and things like that. I think on the larger level, looking after our forests better and trying to integrate fuel load reduction with sustainable forestry and economic benefit, and to some extent, even clean energy production, because I think there's most of the examples of biomass being used for energy production are actually really bad in the current schemes of things. But if Humboldt County could be a leader in doing things like making biochar, and you get a lot less energy out of energy yield out of your forestry waste by doing that, but you're able to sequester carbon and still produce some extra energy. And I would rather our county is exporting energy, for instance, offshore wind and a lot of distributed solar. And I'm all for us exporting energy to the rest of the grid, because since we do consume a lot of things, it's like we're part of a global economy and we need to try to wean ourselves from that in the ways that make sense. But if we're able to produce clean energy and supply that to the rest of at least Western United States, then that's a way that we can keep them environmentally sound down there and we can keep our nice lifestyles. Because if we have all these resources here and other people don't have resources here, then they're going to come here and impact our resources and impact our nice lifestyles if we don't provide something back to them. Another one is going to be our economy and how we're, and of course that is very linked to climate change, but in breaking things out, how do we ensure that people have clean, productive jobs that they enjoy and are, you know, not dehumanizing? And ways we can do that is first by being a model employer at the county. Also, we could work to increase the HHS reimbursement for home health care service providers, because now that solves a lot of issues, because that provides more or better employment for a lot of people and flexible employment. And it also keeps seniors more able to be in their homes, which saves a lot of money in general. And so there's the larger economy of how the state. Thirdly, I think we need to look after our food production resources better and encourage more local production of food and other resources and find ways to supply the rest of the world with the bounty that we have, but without impacting our environment.
Can you share three words that describe you as a person, and then after that, describe three values you represent?
Oh, well, I guess fun, because I enjoy doing things. And I think if you're enjoying, it's like, you know, going to a meeting and learning a lot of stuff is fun to me. I would also say inquisitive. Maybe that's a reflection, you know, I enjoy learning things and I like exposing myself to different viewpoints, even if I do have strong core beliefs myself. And thirdly, I would say I try to have forethought, concern about the future. And that's, you know, try to be conscientious to the people who are going to come after me in the world. And then values, I would say humanism, you know, it's like people are what's important, and like there's not some external thing which, you know, creates the value of human beings, and treating humans as, you know, as other humans is important. And I'd say ecocentrism, not to scare people too much, but that we need to look after our environment if we're going to look after ourselves. And a third core value, I suppose, I'd phrase it as, well, it's a reflection of having fun, but that being agreeable and being willing to have disagreements with people where you have disagreements, and then working with them where you do agree about things. So I think flexibility in working with people is a good value.
Last 10 seconds, closing thoughts.
Oh, well, just thank you so much to KMUD for providing a platform and just all the work it's done in getting just information out to people. And I really encourage people to check out my website, michaelforsecondddistrict.com, and make your voices heard and do your best to get out and vote.
That was candidate Michael McCaskill. And the next, incumbent Supervisor Estelle Fennell. Supervisor Fennell first moved to Humboldt County from New Mexico 36 years ago after visiting friends. Fennell is a professional graphic artist and studied art at the Corcoran School of Art in Washington, D.C. and the Brooklyn Museum of Art. In the late 80s, she became involved with radio and in 1990 took the job of news director at Redwood Community Radio, KMUD, and held that title for 17 and a half years. She states that over those years, she developed a clear understanding of the issues that affect and concern the people of the 2nd District and the county as a whole. Estelle Fennell was first elected to Humboldt County Board of Supervisors in June 2012 and was reelected in June 2016. She was appointed chair of the board in 2015, and if reelected, will take up that position again in 2020. Currently, Fennell serves as the chair of the Local Agency Formation Commission, the Humboldt County Association of Governments, the Eel River Russian Commission, and represents the county on the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. On a regional level, Estelle represents the county on the Potter Valley Project Ad Hoc Exploratory Committee. Fennell also serves on a statewide level as a member of the board of the California State Association of Counties and as president of the California Cannabis Authority. She has also served on various ad hoc and advisory committees, such as the Humboldt County Disaster Council, the Fire Services Subcommittee, the Measure Z Public Safety Advisory Committee, the Cannabis Advisory Committee, Bryceland Volunteer Fire, and the Healy Senior Center Board. Fennell enjoys hiking, tennis, boogie boarding, and reading. She has been endorsed by a number of elected leaders, such as Senator Mike McGuire, State Assemblyman Jim Wood, Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel, and other elected officials from Fortuna and Rio Del.
So my name is Estelle Fennell. I'm Second District Supervisor. I'm running for re-election because I've been asked by a lot of people to do that, and I myself really enjoy the work. It's very challenging. We need a strong leader at the county level. I want to be here to represent this district, both Southern Humboldt and the district as a whole, as well as the county. And I've got a lot of track record working with people both at the county and the state level, as well as the regional level. We have a lot of issues that we're dealing with. I feel like I'm very well positioned at this time to work through those and get us on a really good, right footing for the future.
What are the top three issues you think are currently facing the district, and a quick example of how you are hoping to fix that?
Okay, well, from my perspective, we have several, but we must look, of course, to the fact that we're dealing with climate change. That's one of the top issues. I would kind of lump a number of things that I'm working on on that. I'm working on alternative energy. I'm working on the Potter Valley Project, which would return water to the Eel. That could be a project that was a power project, mainly dealing with resources. So a Potter Valley Project, very important. I think we need to still work out some of the details of the cannabis regulations and make that work for the small growers. I'm working really hard right now on that to come up with a model that might work for small growers. And I think bottom line, we still have to try to find a way for Humboldt County to be have an economic diversity, sustainability, so that we're good for the long run. So I think those three things, you know, the climate change, absolutely, with the environment, the cannabis, and economic diversity. Yeah, we're working on a number of levels. We have a number of goals, both at the county level and obviously at the state level. I'm with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. We're looking at hopefully eventually having locally produced generated power, solar power, wind power, all kinds of clean power. And at the same time, we also have to look at things like transportation. On that note, I want to throw in here, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that we have really done a good job of increasing bus service to Southern Humboldt, and it's sustainable and it's going to continue. But I think, generally speaking, there are a lot of aspects of that not just producing power, but also how we use power in general.
And three words that describe you and three values that you represent.
I would say leadership, experience, accessibility. Those are all very important to me. As far as the values, I think that honesty, integrity, and strength.
Yeah. And any final thoughts?
Well, I think that it's very, very important for people to understand that in the time that I've been supervisor, we have brought a tremendous amount of county attention and work here to Southern Humboldt, for instance. We're sitting in the planning department. We haven't had that for a long, long time. It was a satellite office. We're working on Garberville downtown, working on Redway Garberville. We've got a new library coming in, new sheriffs. We're going to be having a new campus for county services. We've brought a lot of Measure Z money to all our local firefighters. We have, at this particular point, through Measure S, brought a lot of money down into Southern Humboldt. And I think as the campaign goes forward, you're going to hear a lot of those details. But generally speaking, I feel that in the time that I have been supervisor, and I hope to continue with this work, Southern Humboldt and my district have gotten a lot of good service and will continue.
You can follow incumbent Supervisor Estelle Fennell's campaign trail at estellefennell.org or on the re-elect Supervisor Fennell 2020 Facebook page. You can find links to all of the candidates' pages on the KMUD News Facebook page. KMUD News will continue to follow the 2020 supervisorial campaign trail.